Discussion across the major AI subreddits focused heavily on industrial control, regulatory barriers, and the persistent skepticism regarding whether current models truly grasp complex human communication. In the commercial sphere, discussions highlighted that while generative AI is rapidly evolving, established industries like creative software packages, such as Adobe's Suite, are not easily replaced. The general sentiment suggests that deep integration requires unique human elements like product ownership or artistic taste, and that precision tasks are still too expensive in terms of tokens for a full replacement. There was also significant discussion around AI safety vulnerabilities, noting a recent paper suggesting it is surprisingly easy to programmatically manipulate AI agents by simply feeding them small snippets of user-generated content from the internet. This raises serious questions about input validation and the trust placed on retrieved web context when an LLM processes information. Additionally, members are analyzing the complex financials of major players like OpenAI, suggesting that determining profitability requires looking at whether current expenditures are compounding into future growth or merely representing immediate unsustainable usage costs. Shifting to broader societal implications, many users debated the increasing potential for AI systems to monitor and control every aspect of a user's life, from job applications to health choices. While some view this as an inevitable technological progression, others express concern about the sudden shift from algorithmic recommendation to total infrastructure-level influence. On a regulatory front, users pointed out that attempts by governments to enforce access bans based on nationality are legally complicated and may not hold up in practice. Finally, on the practical side of agent building, there were multiple updates regarding the OpenClaw framework. Notably, Anthropic rolled back a plan change concerning subscription rate limits for their agent SDK, which provided some temporary relief and confused many users about its stability. Furthermore, several highly technical threads focused on optimizing cost-effectiveness, with developers suggesting alternative models like Gemini or DeepSeek to maximize intelligence per dollar spent while running these advanced agent projects on private virtual machines. Perhaps the most philosophical discussion revolved around the distinction between language understanding and actual communication. Users noted that LLMs are exceptionally good at normalizing text and extracting key points, a capability far beyond mere conversation summary. But many concluded that this ability still doesn't equate to true human communication, which relies on unspoken context, subtext, and a shared real-world experience that the AI simply does not possess.